Hello and good day. Hello and good day. Welcome to the Elim Network. I'm your host, V, and this is the Girl Talk for Elim Network, Internet Radio Show. Today we'll be talking about why women are dependent on mates. Why women are determined. I do apologize, everybody. The cue cards fell. So the show is basically today regarding why women expect their success to be based on their mate, their spouse, male or female. Based on that topic, I want to discuss why women assume we need our mates to be successful, or we even need a mate to be successful and advance forward. Most times we find ourselves in a relationship with someone and putting a lot of energy into making them a better person. And unfortunately, we put all that energy into someone that can turn around and walk away with that energy. And you don't get a refund on any of that time you spent on that person. This show to discuss spending that time and focus on yourself. We don't really need to say, this is not to say you don't need to put your faith or your energy into someone. It's just, don't put more into someone than you put in yourself, and don't put more into someone who's not putting that much into themselves or yourself or you. It's basically a losing battle. You could sit there hoping there'll change. You'll sit there hoping for growth. You'll waste a lot of energy trying to make someone into something they're not. The moment you get a person, you need to accept them for who they are and accept that this could be it. You can hope for more, but you can't guarantee it. There's truly no guarantee on what a person is going to give you. They can tell you anything, but it's about what they do. And 9 out of 10 times in this new age, what they do is nothing compared to what they said they would. Usually it's completely opposite. So it's important to focus on yourself. It's not to say you have to be selfish. By the way, don't forget to give us a call if you're interested in calling in. You can call 1-866-3-ELIM-HD, which is 1-866-335-4643, extension 1, to talk to the host. If you're interested in being a sponsor, you can also give that call as well and find out more information or visit the website, www.elimhd.com, for more information. Again, let's get back. Now, selfish. Am I asking you to be selfish? No, I'm asking you to approach yourself selfishly. You still need to be a selfless person, think about others and do for others, but what you're willing to do for a mate should be no different than what you would do for someone you met in the street. If that person is not married to you, then you have to be very careful what you do with people nowadays, because everyone is talk. Just only focus on the people that actually do what they say they're going to do. You understand? Honestly, I prefer people don't even tell you nothing. They just get it done. Those are the real doers. Actions are always going to speak louder than words. And when it comes to relationships and success, it's great when you have two people working through to the same goal, but you can't control what a person does with their money. You're not going to work with them. You're not putting the same time. They're not going to have the same values, respect, or expectations that you have for anything. So if you're going to sit there and expect them, you deserve everything you get. If you sat there all day waiting for this man or woman to say they're going to do something, and 9 out of 10 times they usually don't, and now they still don't do it, then the only one you have to blame is truly yourself. Who could you actually blame? If you want something done, you get it done and you do it yourself. People can set limits. They can tell you what they want to tell you. They can tell you how they feel. Feelings do not pay bills. Feelings do not take care of responsibilities. Feelings actually has no place outside of the home or the bedroom nowadays. Feelings is good for people you're interacting with, but feelings, people tie up feelings to mean this is how I have to behave, this is how I have to feel, this is how I have to react, this is all my emotions is about. No, that's not all your emotions is about. Sometimes you need to think, because your emotions will cloud your judgment. If you allow your emotions to cloud your judgment, you're going to make bad choices. You're going to make choices that are not beneficial to yourself or your family, especially if you're a single parent. Are you a single mother still waiting for that father to be a dad? Still waiting for him to pay child support, chasing him for child support? Honestly, if you are waiting for this man to take care of you or your family, you deserve to be sitting there waiting, because he knows you're going to sit there and wait. Why don't you get up and go get it yourself? Your legs are just as good as he. I can understand people who are unable to in your certain predicaments. But we are in a future now where if you are having children and the guy is, or you are dealing with someone and the person is not doing what they need to do, before the child got in the picture, before you even got pregnant, you can't be mad at nobody. And we should be ashamed of ourselves that we have to go to the court system and let them decide how we should be parents. This goes for men and women. To actually really go to a court and expect a third party to tell you what you needed to do when that third party was not in the bedroom to make that child, something should be really wrong with that whole era of communication. Where is the success going to be? Truthfully, you want to know how you two as mates can possibly work is find common goals. Find ways to work towards these common goals. Actually do sacrifices that show you are willing to put it in, because you'll build better, you'll grow better. But if you're not willing to do that long haul, you should really not be focusing on all of that. You're just having fun. You're entertaining yourself with your spouse, but they're temporary. If you're not growing with this person, they're temporary. You have to really look at yourself and say, am I growing with this person? Am I going anywhere with this person? Are we in the same predicament or worse where we started 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago? Am I laying next to a stranger? Am I talking to a stranger? You so focused on success, you don't even know who you're sitting next to. You don't even know who you're focusing to be big. So basically, you're building somebody for somebody else, because eventually the connection will officially die when they're fully independent and they're able to lead you and don't need you, quite frankly. And this goes for women as well. You think that you're going to get a reward from your child 18 years later for going after the father for child support and trapping him? You think at one point your child is not going to think in the back of their head that my mother was a lame? Or my mother was, she failed to do on her own and she had to do it that way? Like, what responsibility are you really going to finally take? Or are you going to sit there and just keep blaming everybody else? The women, you want to build success in other people. Build success in yourself. How are you going to make somebody else successful and you're not even successful? That's ridiculous. You have your accomplishment. It's okay. If that person isn't inspired by you, that's person's fault. That's not your own. You don't need that person inspired by you. You need yourself. You need your support. You understand? What are your competition with your mate? Right now, your mate should be your comfort zone. That person should be your peace. You should be able to build your own success, so when your happiness is there, it's accountable on your own giving, just like theirs. This way they can enjoy it and embrace it and respect it more, and so can you. We're chasing someone around to be successful, and you want to know what's really going on? We do things that, honestly, we don't even know how to be supportive women in a relationship nowadays. You know, the spouse is coming home. Instead of saying you had a long day and just make sure it's clean or organized, you're already arguing, you're yelling, the place is crazy, things are going on. Like, if you're not meeting halfway, you shouldn't even be trying to meet anything. You shouldn't even be expecting anything. You should sit down. However, if you're putting it in and you're doing your best and you're putting foot forward, then you should stand up and keep it moving. You should wait. I'm not saying you need to leave the person you're with because they're not doing good. That's wrong. I'm not saying you're not supposed to be supportive of a person you're with. But you should have goals. You're building an empire. You're a unit. You understand? You're more stressful if you have yet to focus on yourself. You want to be supportive of your mate? Recommend their businesses to people. Help them with things in their business that they can't get to. Help them with preparing their business so this way if something happens, you could be there if they are sick to make sure it doesn't fall so they're less stressful because it could be a joint effort. Like, we spend so much time being picky, 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 demanding, 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 and at the end of the day, the only thing we can have to show for it when that person is successful and happy and can walk off is, oh, I did this for that person, or I did that. Stop saying that. Stop saying that. Because sometimes some people did things for themselves, and sometimes you did things for people. Just be happy you were able to. If it doesn't work, guess what? All that effort and that time, 2 years of devotion, 3 years, 4 years, oh, my goodness. And you know what? The last thing you need is that person to leave, and you're not successful. Because you done focused so much on their success that now they're successful and they're looking at you like, you understand? Thank God there are people out there who, when they look at you, they won't say, hey, let me leave you now for something better. But then you have individuals who may. You understand? Or there may come a point where now you become resentment because your spouse is doing better and you're not. Or your spouse is resentful because you're doing better. You understand? Find ways to be supportive, because if you don't have ways to be supportive, and there's ways to be supportive without spending money, there's ways, it's time. It's truly all about time. Time equals memories. You understand? Accept them for who they are, and then enjoy and embrace their growth. Because if you're doing good, you will inspire them to do good. You cannot inspire them, then you will recognize that, and you will have to make that decision when it comes time. Again, don't forget, give us a call, 1-866-3-ELIM-HD, or again, 1-866-335-4643, extension 1. You can give a call. Let's have a chat, discuss your thoughts. What do you think are reasons why we put too much trust into success of our mate rather than ourselves? What are ways we can do now to reverse the demographics without destroying it, without the growth of it? Because we want to have supportive mates. We want to be a supportive mate. We just don't want to forget ourselves. You know, who you love and live with, that's an investment of your time. There's absolutely no refund on your time. There's no refund on that investment. So when you put it in, you have to look at your mate and say, unfortunately, that person is basically your stock. Your stock can either increase in value or decrease in value. It's no different than a garden. You don't cure it, you don't take care of it, then it can wither, it can die, or it can prosper, and it can grow beyond the snow, beyond the weathers, beyond the turmoil and the environment. You understand? You nurture your garden, you nurture your family, you nurture your mate, you nurture yourself. You must nurture yourself. You don't nurture yourself, you don't support yourself, you don't provide success to yourself, then what exactly are you providing to someone else? Free labor. Free labor. You understand? It's all about now thinking, I need to make myself more valuable, not only to others, but to myself. It's that moment where you say, I know I want more out of me. I want better. I want to do better. I want to feel better. I want to accomplish more. And you find ways to do such. You know, make a plan and stick with it. Set many goals because many goals can equal one big goal. You set, you know, events, things to do that you would normally not do. You know, create a bucket list of ideas. Get certifications. Go back to school. You know, start a business. Help your neighbor. Help your friend. You don't have to revolve. Your success doesn't mean you're rich. Your success means you're wealthy. You understand? And that wealthiness is beyond money. You're not wealthy in life. You're wealthy. You know, you can be wealthy in health, or you can be poor in health. You understand? Poor health. You can be wealthy in friends. You can be poor in friends and have friends who constantly do things that are negative and provide you negative atmospheres. So it's up to you now to say, what type of success do you want? Where can you achieve it? How can you achieve it? And how may you maintain it? And how can you allow it to inspire others? So this way your mate is inspired by your success in order to create their own. And when your mate is planning, you don't be the bearer of negativity. You look at it from the aspect of, I'm glad you're trying something, because trying something is better than trying nothing. So whether they're successful, whether they're wealthy, whether they're just getting by, your support should not be based by the dollar. Again, send your thoughts and give us a call, 1-866-3-ELIM-HD, 1-866-335-4643, extension 1. I'm your host, V, from ExplorePath, and I'm here at the ELIM Network, hanging out with you, discussing the topic of the day. Unfortunately, you can tell, I told you earlier, I was a topic card, but we do know the topic is definitely what is the problem, or why do we base so much on the success of our mate? And the reason is, and the final answer is, because we have failed to build the success of our own. That's the truth. That's the actual answer. It took that long to just tell you the real reason. If you are successful within yourself, whoever you come along, you're going to feel a way whether they're successful or not, yes. That success you have of your own, they cannot take from you. They cannot leave you, and you no longer own it. It's yours forever. It's good to, it's yours. It's yours. Enjoy it. Own it. You are the founder of your success. You're not the founder of your husband's, your boyfriend's success. You're not the founder of your wife's success. That's their success. You may work together, but that's a partnership. You understand? What you have to start recognizing what you bring to the table, what is on your table. Are you meeting the expectations of your table and exceeding it? You understand? And then the most important thing about success is you cannot get upset that now there's so much on your load. Your workload has exceeded because your table is now overfilled. Because now, would you rather have an empty table or a full table? Because we get what we want, and then we complain about it. We complain about not having what we want, the success of our mate, having to carry the load. You know, are you upset and are you worried about the success because you're carrying the burden? So you address your mate. If your mate is not acknowledging it, then why is that your mate? I'm being actually blunt. Why is that your mate? If you have to question anything about your mate, in regards to your comfort zone, why is that your mate? Ask yourself that. If you don't like the answer, that's on you. You understand? It's not my place to say, why is that the answer? But your mate is supposed to be someone that is your best friend. It's your supporter. This is someone who is there for you when everyone else is turning their back. This is someone that even when they don't believe in you, still supporting you. if this type of mate is not it, then that mate is a waste of time, honestly. Because you can get that from the store. You can get a stranger to give you the same non-support that a non-supportive mate is giving you. And if you really want a stranger to give you that non-support, go ask a stranger for it. And you know what's funny? That stranger might give you more support that day than your own mate. And I say this, and the only reason I say it is a person with multiple sclerosis and a person who has support is very important. And when I go through certain issues and I expect certain type of support and I don't get it, I no longer check that person on why I'm not getting it from them. I check myself on why is that person around me. Why do I have someone who is so unsupportive that I don't even want them around me? You know, that will kill your energy. Do you know that your success is deeper than the money? It's deeper than fame, deeper than how many friends you have. It's deeper than your bank account. Your success is everything. It's everything. It's your education. It's your drive. It's your, it's how you feel about yourself. If you're with a man and when you are done with him or a woman and you don't feel good about yourself, how could you possibly feel successful with that person? Why are you still with someone that doesn't make you feel good about yourself? I mean, not to throw a mirror in your face, it's not my place. I just don't want you to be lying to yourself because I'm a woman. I've lied to myself. You understand? And when it's time to look in that mirror and when it's time to recognize that it's not worth it or it's just a waste of energy or it's a really bad investment, it's shocking. It's absolutely disturbing. So it's actually okay to feel any of that. It's absolutely, it makes you actually want to check yourself. And when it's time for you to check yourself, that's probably the most important thing because it means now you're time to wake up, grow up, and get successful with yourself. Because you've been holding yourself back because of your mate. And it's not your mate's fault, it's your fault because your mate doesn't tell you anything. You understand? Success. You have a mate that's talking to you dirty. You have a mate that's making you, putting you down. You have a mate that's just like they're doing things to make you, you're building yourself up. And as they're getting better, if they're changing the way they talk to you, how they relate to you, how they even respond and make you feel, put it in check. If you ain't putting it in check, then you get it because you deserve it. And if you don't think you deserve it, then why is it happening? You know, I don't mean to be one of those that takes it to a point where you should not feel depressed. You should not be feeling weird. You should not be feeling uncomfortable. You should be feeling relieved as you come to your breaking point. And that breaking point for most of us women are, and ladies, if we really want that success, that breaking point is when we're so tired of being tired, where we want so much and all you can do is dream, and you're stuck in a fantasy. You're tired of being stuck in a fantasy. I need my ladies to wake up. Just wake up. If I yell through this phone, you're going to be upset. So I'm not going to yell. I'm a yeller. Okay? So just call me Old Yellow over here. Wake up. Let's go. I mean, no offense. I'm so sorry. I don't have a script going on here. So I'm going straight from my vibes, my feelings, my how I would normally talk to my friend, my neighbors, a relative, anyone. Even myself. I am my worst enemy. I am my best friend. I am my greatest competition, and I am my, why? Because if I don't expect none of that from nobody, can nobody take that from me? And let me tell you what, once you feel it, you feel successful automatically. You don't even need to go to the bank to feel successful. You don't even need to pick up the phone to feel successful. It's an empowerment within yourself. Look in that mirror, sweetie, and tell me something. When you look at yourself, come look at this mirror. When you look at yourself, you have to ask yourself right now, are you where you want to be? Are you doing what you need to do? Those are the only two. Moment of silence. I'm going to give you a moment of silence, Colin, if you want to talk to me, if you want to dispute what I'm saying. We can go back and forth because my thing is just an opinion. Anything I say is an opinion. It's my opinion. You can take what you want from it, and you can leave what you don't want from it. You can take it all, you can leave it all. Either way, I'm just here because I want to see my ladies continue to empower themselves. We're going for it, you understand? Like, I feel so great when I'm in a lot of empowerment groups. I deal with a lot of inspirational groups, a lot of entrepreneurs. I deal with a lot of small business owners. And a lot of them fail to have the confidence in themselves they need. A lot of them fail to recognize their success is all built on them. Everyone is like, find my support. Where do I find my support? So as I leave on this note, just find your support within yourself. Find your success based on your activities. Don't expect your success based on others' activities. Don't expect yourself to dedicate all of this time and energy. So 30 years from now, you done gave him everything, and he done gave it to the younger lady, or she done gave it to the younger lady. You understand? Because we all need to just put in the effort on ourselves. So thank you so much again for tuning in. Check me again next week. Don't forget to check out Think Tank on Thursdays. We've got some more shows that's been showing up, and they would love to enjoy your company. And I'm so glad that I had yours today. So thank you again for listening in, and have a great, great week. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe. Be great. Peace, blessings, and definitely have a good, good one, and be successful because you chose to. And most importantly, thank you for the Elam Network. We will definitely want to thank everyone for listening. I was V from Exclusive. I want to thank all the callers for calling. This is the Elam Network. And have a great time. Sponsors, you're always welcome to check in. And we'll be welcome to host you and advertise your show. Just give us a call. And extension 2-1-866-3-ELAM-HD. And extension 2 for more information. Have a great, great day or visit the website. This is Elam. I'm your host, B. I'm signing out. Have a great one, all. Bye.